7 Virtual Market Scorecard Report from 12 TV Executives in 8 Countries by Staff Writers. To analyze the deluge of virtual trade shows that hit the entertainment industry this year, VideoAge contacted 12 executives from 8 countries to comment on 7 recent live events that were canceled due to COVID-19. The virtual markets that were scrutinized for this November edition were Meep TV, the Cannes Film Festival, Meep China, NatPi Budapest, Discop Africa, Le Rendezvous, and Meepcom. Dermot Horan, Director of Acquisitions for Ireland's public TV network RTE, said that he didn't use Meep TV very much and generally found Meepcom to be a more fruitful market. That said, he was sad not to attend this year as he liked the exclusive screenings and some of the panels. But he added, "I don't need a market to arrange online appointments for me. I can do that myself using Teams and Zoom. Plus, the screenings could be more comprehensive. However, at the end of the day, the reason we go to the markets is to meet people both formally at pre-arranged meetings, but also informally. And the latter is where you pick up a huge amount of information." When asked which markets he'd attend on site and which he'd rather attend virtually in the future, he responded by saying that Meep TV and Meepcom would be attended on site definitely, before adding that he doesn't see a need to attend the others either in person or digitally. Tarmo Kivikallio, head of international program acquisitions for Finland's public TV network YLE, attended Le Rendezvous and Meepcom virtually. What he liked most about both markets was the ease of screening from my sofa with my own timetable. However, he added, "If you watch a keynote or a panel discussion on screen, you could easily do something else at the same time, so it is actually more difficult to concentrate. This is more a personal problem, though, nothing to do with the events themselves, but it would be easier to be on site." As far as improving the experience, Kivikallio said the organizers have to be more creative with regard to the virtual experience, but we still need events to actually meet and do business face-to-face. One Meep event per year would be good to have. Le Rendezvous could be a virtual one, as well as all the smaller screening events. The LA screenings, the BBC showcase, and London screenings would be easier on-site. He then added, "Meepcom Virtual was quite good. The interface had some problems. It was a bit difficult to use it, but I managed. I didn't use the platform for meetings, but I tried to listen to some keynotes and panel discussions. Didn't have enough time for many of them, though. Overall, after 6 months of using virtual tools, it was much easier to attend Meepcom than it was Meep TV." Lily Caputo, Director of Programming for Canada's TLN Media, participated in Meepcom Virtual and reported that it was a good replacement to the in-person meetings. However, she added, "Most of us had some technical issues that we had to work around at some point." She continued, "I know that due to the circumstances, it was organized last minute, but with some tweaks to the system, it can work better. For example, distributors' catalogs or titles should be easier to find so buyers can screen the programs of interest. The setup of virtual meetings should be organized at least 2 to 3 months in advance so that it can give us more time to review and look for programs, other distributors, and to schedule our agendas." Despite these issues, she felt that the virtual Meepcom was a positive experience. "Overall, the market was good, and we were able to meet with existing and also new distributors," she concluded. David Kynes, president and co-founder of Canada's Hollywood Suite, was originally planning to attend Meepcom, but ultimately did not. "That's the biggest problem with virtual conferences," he said. "Despite the best of intentions, it's hard to block off the time to really zone in on them unless you get on a plane and go somewhere else. But I applaud them for trying, and I know they had some great panelists." Canada-based Kryn Wrigley, Gusto TV's international sales manager, logged on to MEEPCOM online and found that the features that stood out were the Interested in You section and the panel discussions. The aforementioned feature is similar to LinkedIn, wherein you have access to view the profiles of people who have shown interest in you. It's nice to get a sense of who is interested or following your company. The discussion panels added a lot of value with topics such as diversity, resilience, and how industry experts are dealing with the ongoing pandemic. However, she pointed out that the Recommended for You matchmaking tool had a few faults. The algorithm kept dispatching seller profiles even though our profile was set to seller seeking buyer. Also, as a visitor, not having the ability to book a meeting was challenging. The limited access and having to wait to make a connection with someone was time-consuming. As far as aspects of the virtual experience that could be improved, Wrigley suggested providing a list of delegates with their contact information. This would not only lessen the amount of time having to wait for others to connect, but gives sellers the ability to book more meetings more efficiently. This provides a huge value to most, if not all, participants, an added value that people would likely pay a little extra for. She also stressed that buyers' profiles should list the representative's full title. Ultimately, she'd prefer to attend MEEPCOM in person. We'd much prefer the south of France over sitting at home staring at a screen. It's harder to stay engaged and keep focused. Finally, Wrigley added, if the portal is based on making connections before being able to book meetings, they should open the portal more than a week in advance. It's time-consuming for someone who is attending as a visitor to set up meetings with a buyer in short order. Cecilia Presto, content buyer for Buenos Aires, Argentina's Canal 10, didn't attend any of the aforementioned markets, but she confirmed registering for MEEP Cancun Online Plus. However, she likes the concept of a virtual market in that everything is found in one place with a unique password instead of visiting each distributor's screening room and having to contend with its own security measures. I also enjoyed the idea of the daily reports, the panels, and the showcases that under normal conditions would be impossible to attend due to a crazy agenda of meetings. She does, however, think that there's room for improvement. The back and forth with the distributor to get first-hand information about the content, its windows and availability, performance in different territories, expectations, etc., could be improved. All that said, there's something about in-person events that she just prefers. I miss the interaction, the networking events, the possibility to ask questions to the distributor immediately after watching the content. Nevertheless, in the future, she said she'd use an online chat instead of a post-market follow-up via email or on the phone. Cesar O. Diaz, CEO of Miami, Florida-based 7A Media, reported, I have not participated in any of the virtual markets mentioned. Given the price to participate as a seller distributor, I couldn't justify the cost to just showcase a couple of titles and then wait until the end to get a report of what clients may have watched or not. He continued, some of the companies that I represent have participated, and they will pass on to me the LATAM clients who have shown interest so that I can do the proper follow-ups. He's still toying with the idea of attending some in the future, but isn't sure if they're worth their price tags. MEEP Cancun, for example, a full virtual market, is asking $2,000 to list up to 15 titles. I'm still considering, but once again, should I spend $2,000 to get meetings from clients whom I already know and can exchange emails with or call directly? MISTCO's Aysgul Tuzun from Istanbul, Turkey, attended MEEP China and MEEPCOM. I liked MEEP China as it offered a schedule agenda. As for the usefulness of virtual markets, she said that, in general, people, especially buyers, are not ready or willing to participate in these events. However, given a choice, she would attend MEEP TV virtually, but not be Budapest on site. Karim Emra Turna, executive director of Turkey's Canal D International, attended MEEP TV, MEEP China, MEEPCOM, virtual screening Spring and Autumn, World Content Moscow, and Connect a Fiction. Of those, Turner liked virtual screening Spring and Autumn and MEEPCOM the best, and found MEEP China's guaranteed pre-scheduled agenda of one-to-one online meetings with buyers to be the most useful tool. However, Turner stated, in general, the buyer's attendance should be higher, international attendance should be encouraged, and the databases should be updated. Finally, Turner said, online market technology is at a very early stage. It will take some time to evolve. Online markets could be useful for smaller and regional markets, but for big international markets, on-site would still be the best option. From her Los Angeles office, Melissa Wall, head of sales for New York-based FilmRise, attended MEEPCOM, the Cannes Film Festival, and TIFF. Virtual meeting rooms and appointment setup were very easy, she said. The ease of access to the seminars, talks, and interviews was helpful. We found good use for all the tools made available to us. As far as improvements were concerned, for Wall it was hard to say, given that we're operating in uncharted waters right now, and the markets did an incredible job switching to all virtual formats in very little time. In terms of preferences, she'd rather attend MEEP TV, the Cannes Film Festival, and MEEPCOM in person for a stronger brand presence. Diane Bassoon, who is in charge of content acquisition and development for Cable Bahamas, did not attend any of the virtual markets indicated for this survey, yet she did attend the LA screenings and Detaxis, an event specializing in market research that is normally held at the Biltmore Hotel in Miami, Florida in mid-October. I liked that I could at least see a few trailers of LA screenings content and the Q&A sessions from the chat of both events. Bassoon explained before pointing out that I couldn't say that I was 100% engaged because virtual conferences are distracting when you either get interrupted by work emails or phone calls. The value of face-to-face still outweighs virtual participation. In terms of which markets she'd prefer attending in the future, she listed MEEP TV, the Cannes Film Festival, DSCOP Africa, and MEEPCOM, but all on-site, not virtual. Fabrizio Battocchio, head of format and factual at Italy's Mediaset, said, "For the moment, I'm only interested in participating in virtual markets that deal with formats, factual, and documentaries. If the situation improves, I'd like to go back to Cannes for MEEPCOM and to Biarritz for Le Rendezvous for documentaries." This has been 7 Virtual Markets Scorecard Report from 12 TV executives in 8 countries by staff writers.